Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CEO Axel Sjöblad's comments on the new organization and profitability target call. Throughout the call, all participants will be in a listen-only mode, and afterwards there'll be a question-and-answer session. Just to remind you, this conference call is being recorded. Today, I am pleased to present CEO Axel Sjöblad. Please go ahead with your meeting.
Hello, and very welcome to today's conference call regarding our new commercial organization and our new financial targets. I am at the Sensagen head office here in Lund, together with Tina Dackemark-Laversson, VP Marketing and Communications. Time has really flown by quickly since I started at Sensagen on June 17, and I am now in my 10th working week. During the past 2 months, I have met internal and external stakeholders and evaluated Sensagen's strategic plan, business goals, and prioritized activities. A first and very important outcome of this work is the establishment of a new commercial organization and a new financial target, which is to reach break-even in 2022. So, which are my initial thoughts and our current key activities? First, I joined Sensagen because it is an all-good company, driving positive change in an important market. I am as positive to Sensagen's strategy and future opportunity today as I was when I joined the company. Second, it is clear that our technology, based on highest accuracy, cost efficiency, ethics, and replacement of animal testing, has a huge potential. This has been confirmed to me in the interaction I've had with external stakeholders. Right now, the following two activities have my highest priority. First, to drive the cultural change and turn the organization into a true sales engine. This does, of course, not mean that we stop everything we do in our other functions, but that we ensure that right now all team members and all ongoing activities support short and mid-term sales growth. Second, to execute on an action-oriented strategic plan for the period from now until 2022. The plan is currently both in implementation and development. Key topics it covers are a clear priority on the EU and the United States, an updated thorough regulatory, geographical, and industrial analysis, and the implementation of a new organization with what I call larger commercial weight and clear division of responsibilities. One former chief commercial officer position now becomes three: a VP Sales, a VP Marketing and Communications, and a VP Business Development. I will get back to this in a little while. Before talking more about the organization, I just want to clarify that the market we are aiming at remains the same as earlier communicated. And this is the in vitro toxicology test market, a market valued at 12.5 billion euro that did not exist 10 years ago. And in this market, we address industry segments with a value of more than 500 million euro. With our disruptive technology, we benefit from the trends that drive this market. These are, number one, animal testing bans and a general will to get away from animal testing. Number two, a need for improved test results and higher accuracy. Number three, cost effectiveness during product development. And number four, an increased community engagement and an increased corporate social responsibility from many companies. To reach the market, I confirm our business model based on three sales channels. We work through license labs, through distributors, and with direct sales. We will, however, rely more than earlier planned on direct sales in the short term to create momentum. The reason for this is that many of the customers we sell to today are, if I use the vocabulary from the traditional product lifecycle, innovators and early adopters. And it is together with these customers that we will develop our sales pipeline and our markets. An important success factor is obviously to have the right organization, and I was very happy when I assessed the Sensagen team. It is a very knowledgeable and capable group, but it was also clear to me that the relative commercial weight and the commercial experience in the organization had to be strengthened. And I am therefore very happy to announce today's change. As I said before, we have strengthened the commercial organization by going from one chief commercial officer to three vice presidents and doers. And the new commercial functions clarify responsibilities, sets the direction, and gives more impact. We now have a sales team led by Peter Nielstedt with extensive experience in sales, and as you know, he was also the former CEO of Probi AB. We have a marketing led by Tina Dackemark-Laveson with great experience from companies in the development stage, like CellaVision and Invisio. And finally, Anna Chirovrier Hansson, who has the perfect profile to recruit and build a network of licensed labs and distributors with the experience she has from Camurus, among others. With this new commercial organization, ultimately led by me and supported by Peter, Tina, and Anna, we will work outside in with a clear customer-driven sales agenda. And finally, I confirm our current vision and strategy. We aim at becoming the new golden standard for in vitro sensitization testing. And we will get there by increasing the general GARD platform awareness, by increasing our market presence and geographical expansion through license and distribution partners, and finally, by launching new unique tests based on the GARD platform within various toxicological areas and markets, the latest being the medical device that was launched just 2 weeks ago. With these final remarks, I would like to thank you for calling in and listening. And I'm really sorry that you had to wait 10 weeks for my first conference call, but I needed time to do the analysis work. And from now on, I look forward to updating you regularly on our progress. I now open up the call for possible questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to withdraw a question, you may do so by pressing 02 to cancel. That is 01 if you would like to ask a question. Our first question is from Christopher Krolak from Voter Securities. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Thank you. Hi, Axel. First of all, I would like to thank you for a good update. And I have two questions. And first, in the model that now has been adopted by the new organization, how much of the expected revenue is estimated to be generated from the markets that do not require a validation from the OECD? And also, what do you think will be the key factors to increase the adoption rate or uptake of Sensagen's products in these markets?
Well, thank you very much for these questions. And of course, the OECD topic has always been important when we talk about Sensagen. And that is also why this analysis that I talked about before has been so important. When we look at the different markets today and the different segments we address, and now I'm talking about cosmetics, chemicals, agrochemicals, pharmaceuticals, and medical device, it is clear that in all of these, there is business for us when it comes to companies that are in the either product development phase or in a regulatory testing scenario where they need a complementary method or a weight of evidence. And these are obviously the markets that we address right now. But it is premature for me to tell you how much that will come from the respective segments. Secondly, when it comes to the adoption rate, a lot of the work right now is actually to increasing the general awareness of the GARD technology. And that is what we are working with together with the marketing team now through webinars, conferences, and meetings with stakeholders in different environments.
Do you see any additional traction in some markets? Is the traction better in certain segments than others?
Well, if I look at the product development and regulatory testing when it comes to, you know, the complementary method or weight of evidence, and if we take the EU, there are opportunities in all the five segments that I mentioned. If we look at the United States, from a product development point of view, there are opportunities in all the segments. And if I look at the regulatory testing in the US, there are definitely opportunities in both the chemicals and pharmaceutical segments. So these are the areas where, you know, we need to drill in now and where we have also put different scenarios in place that are the ones that, of course, will take us to the break-even in 2022.
Okay, thank you, Axel, for your time.
Thank you.
And just as a reminder, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. And there seem to be no further questions, so I will hand the word back to Axel for any final comments.
Well, once again, thank you very much for calling in. And once again, I'm sorry that you had to wait this long for my first telephone conference. I'm now in full speed with the organization here. And as I said, I look forward to updating you regularly from now on. And I look forward to hearing from you also by mail or by phone call on one-to-one if you need that. So thank you very much and have a good day. Bye for now.
This now concludes our conference call. Thank you all for attending. You may now disconnect.